Well, Peter, you're fresh from overcoming St Unions in your semi-final last weekend there. Did you get through that game unscathed, or are there any other niggles or knocks heading into the big game this weekend?
Well, the only problem I have, we've sort of lost one of our players to a holiday, so that's, barring that, we've more or less a full squad. You know what I mean? We've had two players are out for the season with ACL injuries, so we've sort of missing them big time as well. So, but anyway, we're feeling up for the challenge on Saturday night anyway.
Yeah, how has the training been going this week? I suppose all the heavy work's done and now it's just about keeping the skills sharp for the weekend.
No, a good spirits and a good morale in the camp, and the girls are really, really enjoying the whole moment of it. At the end of the day, like, we're a very young side. You know, our average age is 19, like, and we're basically as best in the last 2 year minor teams, you know what I mean? So we've put a lot of effort into these girls, and listen, and they're sparing fruit, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned it there. Your Burt side have a lot of younger players, and actually the minor team beat Markovic in the minor final earlier this year. That must give the girls a lot of confidence.
It does, surely. Yeah. And Markovic had a very good minor side as well. So, like, you know, I know they may have as many minors in their squad compared to ourselves in the senior squad. But listen, there's we've capable people. You know, a few senior players there as well from that will step up the mark too, no doubt.
Suppose the youthful nature of your squad might be a big benefit when it comes to navigating these quick turnarounds. 6 or 7 days isn't a lot of time for the bodies to recover. Maybe the fact that you do have such a young squad might be a benefit to you on Saturday.
Well, that's true. They are a young squad. You know, well, actually, and some of them actually were playing in the under-16 final there on Sunday against Markovic as well. So, you know, that gives you a flavour of what we're dealing with in Camogie and Donegal. It's a very young person sport at the moment, you know. So, but listen, we have great confidence in the girls that they are definitely, you know, they're going to step up to the mark on Saturday anyway, easily, I would say, you know what I mean? So, and we'll do our best. I know that Markovic are a well-established team. They've been on the road the last 3 or 4 years. And, you know, we've been basically together the last 2 years, you know. So, something to learn from.